A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees came up to him and tested him, asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it." Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Kiefner, Trinity Lutheran Church, Lexington, Nebraska.
I love stories with a gotcha. Whether in a book or in a movie, it's the kind of story that lulls you into a sense that you have it all figured out. And then at the end, there is an unveiling that catches you by surprise. And even more powerful is a story that appears to be about someone else and then captures you with that gotcha moment when you realize that the story is about you. We see many of those stories in the parables in Scripture. One of the most famous is when King David is charmed by the captivating story of a little lamb taken away from a poor man and used by a rich man with hundreds of sheep to feed a guest. David rightly cries out at anger at the injustice until gotcha. Nathan the prophet reveals the story, not as story, but very much reality. And David crumbles at the words, "You are the man." The account in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 18 comes with a question from Peter, following Jesus' teaching on forgiveness and seeking reconciliation with one who has sinned against you. It seems a reasonable question. "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" I have no doubt that Peter wasn't just talking in abstracts. I think Peter probably had a very real situation in mind when he posed the question. And he was being quite generous with his offer of mercy and forgiveness, because most rabbis of the day taught that forgiving the same sin three times was sufficient. Peter doubled the offer of forgiveness. Plus one. How generous. In response, Jesus shares a parable we have come to know as the unforgiving servant. It's the kind of story that, as we listen in along with Peter and the disciples, gets our blood to boiling. A servant with a debt so great that it could literally never be repaid comes before his king and cries out for mercy. Already in this story, we see a little bit of surprise, a little moment of wonder, as Jesus says, "Out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt." I can just imagine Peter and the others listening to this story with their eyes opened wide. This was simply unheard of. A merciful king? At the very least, the man deserved a little time behind bars, Some kind of punishment seems appropriate, but full pardon and release? It's just unbelievable. And then, of course, comes another twist. On the heels of incredible mercy, the very same man grabs his fellow servant and demands repayment of an amount equal to a few hundred dollars. But this time, there is no mercy. We know how the story ends. The king discovers this great injustice and now takes that forgiven servant, who was unforgiving to his fellow servant, and hands him over to the jailers, where he is required to pay his debt. And we applaud. This is how it should be. This is justice. Then Jesus says to Peter and to us, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive from your heart." Gotcha. It's our story. My sin, your sin, so great as to be unmeasurable before our great Lord and King. And we can but beg for mercy. And wonders of wonders, Jesus himself, the holy Son of the King, pays the debt, not with silver or gold, but with his most precious and holy blood. We are the forgiven servant. And now, forgiven our tremendous debt, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? How often indeed. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Kiefner for this meditation on God's Word.